This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
James, Michael, forgive them. They know not what they do.
That's ousted Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner invoking the ghost of the late Boston Mayor James Michael Curley and Jesus Christ as Turner protested his expulsion from the council yesterday. Only one city councilor, longtime member Charles Yancey, voted to let Turner stay in his seat despite Turner's conviction on bribery charges. As Turner pleaded his case to his fellow councilors, he portrayed himself as the African-American James Michael Curley. And Turner reminded the other councilors that Curley remained in office even after he was convicted of mail fraud and influence peddling. Turner said that both he and Curley were victims of unfair federal prosecutors.
And it wasn't fair when it was happening to your grandmothers and grandfathers, and it's not fair when it's happening today.
We're fortunate to have an actual Curley expert here at WBUR. And so joining us to comment on Turner comparing himself to Curley is Jack Beatty. Hi, Jack.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me.
Sure. Jack is a regular contributor to On Point, and he's the author of The Rascal King, The Life and Times of James Michael Curley, which is often considered the definitive biography. So, Jack, thanks for talking about this.
Sure.
Now, Jack, as you know, James Michael Curley is a giant in Boston politics. But for people who aren't as familiar with him, give us sort of the quickie version of his bio.
Well, yes. He was a mayor of Boston four different times in four different decades. So really, from about the 1910s to the late 1940s, he was always in the spotlight as a mayor, mayoral contender. He varied that with running and winning the governorship in the 30s, and with running and winning a seat in running for and winning a seat in Congress in the 1940s. So he was he dominated the local scene for four decades.
But he had convictions under his belt.
He did. And the first one, and the really the paradigm case with James Michael happened in 1902. He was 27. He ran, he was a common councilor, the version of the city council then. He ran he was a ward boss of Ward 17, and he had a club, the Tammany Club. And one day, two young men came in. One was an Irish immigrant named Fahey, and they said they had taken the mail carrier's exam twice, had failed it. Could he help? He said he could. And he and a colleague, who happened to be named Tom Curley, then took the mail carrier's exam for these two young men. As Curley said, they had the feet to be mail carriers. They just couldn't spell Constantinople.
So he thought, we'll take it for them. They'll get the job. They deserve the job.
Yes. And in fact, not only did they both cheat in taking the test, they both cheated during the test because they made identical errors on their on their test.
And Curley went to jail for that?
He was sentenced, and it was luck that overlooked this, by a judge called Francis Cabot Lowell, which, of course, is the archetypal name of the Boston Brahmin. And he was sentenced to Charles Street Jail. And while in jail, instead of resigning from the Common Council in shame, he ran for a higher office, alderman, and was elected from jail on the promise that he, quote, did it for a friend. Not only was he elected, in his own ward, Ward 17, he got four times the vote of Theodore Roosevelt, who was on the ballot for president.
So he won running for jail, went back in office, and then he ended up in jail again later.
He did, and that was when that was in the 40s. In his last mayoral term, he engaged, while he was in Congress during the war, in mail fraud, basically pretending, offering his services as a lobbyist to people who wanted defense contracts and really doing nothing to follow through on that. It was no more than a scam.
All right, so that's James Michael Curley, who Chuck Turner, the Boston City Councilor who was ousted from the council yesterday, compared himself to. Now, Turner had been a councilor for, I think, about 11 years. He now has a bribery conviction. Do you think Turner's comparison to Curley rings true for you?
If we look at the early Curley case of the going into taking the alderman, he wasn't doing that for himself or for cash. It was being done to help constituents, members of his club, and it was being done to help a couple of immigrants who, just because they didn't get to the right schools in Ireland, certainly could have been mail carriers.
And that's sort of similar to what Turner has said his mission as a politician was, right, to represent the underdog.
Well, yeah, but in the instant case, I don't see how the underdog gets into it when he's handed $1,000 in cash. Because if he turned that around and, you know, and went down and gave it to the underdog, I suppose we'd think, yeah, that justifies it. But at least in that case, he looks like he was doing it for himself, not for a friend.
What about Turner very much makes himself out to be sort of a populist politician, which is certainly how Curley was looked at. Do you think the comparison there works?
Well, that is such an abused term. you know, it's really hard to know. I mean, if by populist you mean somebody who, when he's in some other state, does colorful things that you living out of that state can say, gee, that's colorful. For example, Huey Long. Yeah, I guess he's a populist. Certainly people looked at Curley that way, who didn't, you know, as colorful, who didn't live in Massachusetts.
You know, Turner has also said that he thinks this has been a race-motivated prosecution and conviction in his case, that basically he was targeted, and that Diane Wilkerson, who also was prosecuted, was targeted because they were black. Another comparison he made here with Curley is that Curley said in his era it was sort of the Yankees going after the Irish. Let's have you weigh in on that comparison.
Well, I can't speak to the Turner end of it, but on the Curley end, I mean, having the judge who sentenced him call Francis Cabot Lowell, and having it be a civil service exam, which to the Irish meant reform, and reform really meant drive the Irish out of politics. I mean, make politics a business where, you know, I mean, why vote for somebody if he's not going to give you a job? That's how the Irish felt. And Yankee Protestants said, oh my God, we're going to reform that. We have to make it a civil service. So in tilting against the civil service, he was fighting against an institution deeply hated by immigrants.
So Jack, it sounds to me that in terms of the Turner-Curley comparison, you might not be buying it.
Not in this case, no.
Jack Beatty, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jack Beatty is a regular contributor to WBUR's On Point, and he's the author of The Rascal King, The Life and Times of James Michael Curley. Thanks again, Jack. Up next, a new biological way to test for autism? Doctors at McLean Hospital say we're almost there.
If through our test we can narrow down that search to a few, then we can know how to follow those genes in development.
The lead researcher will be in our studio to take your questions. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.